The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane here, Rose Gray in the building, made it to the studio. Welcome, welcome.
Did I press the right button?
You are on. All right. Yay. It's kind of like being on a first date. You're learning everything as you go, trying to figure out, can I push this button here? Do I do this? Can I say that? Where do I look?
Yeah, this is kind of fun. I love the new studio smell.
It does smell nice. And it does not feel like you're entering a bomb shelter when you come in.
No.
Which is kind of a flashy new studio, nice, but we're still trying to figure out where everything is and how to get where we need to go.
I heard Steve Scafidi all week saying, don't tap on the glass, but there's nobody here yet, so I don't think I have to worry
about
that.
We're early enough. So welcome.
Thank you.
How's the world of travel going this week?
Well, I tell you, the hurricane situation really made this an interesting week, if you will. I just did a double check right before I came on the air, and it looks like all the Florida, Georgia, Carolina airports are all open.
Okay.
And some, for sure, in Florida, many of them were closed for a period of time, Thursday into Friday.
Man, oh man. You can't fly in or out when that's going on.
Exactly. But they honestly opened them pretty quickly. I would say the majority of them were open between 6 a.m. and noon again on Friday. Oh. A couple of them a little bit later than that. But with that being said, what you want to definitely keep in mind is this has impacted flight schedules immensely.
I bet.
Especially when you consider that many, many flights from our area, especially the Milwaukee area, are going to go, if you're flying south, are going to go through Atlanta because it's Delta and that's their connecting point. So always keep on top. FlightAware showed 1,900 flights canceled on Friday.
Wow.
So
yeah, not pretty.
No. So we pray for them and we hope, we all have connections to Florida. Isn't that the truth? You know, somebody who used to live here and lives in Florida or owns a condo in Florida or something like that. And we're hearing things from, especially from that Fort Myers area where limited damage to all the way, absolutely devastated, demolished, nothing left.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy. I called my uncle. Like you said, everybody knows somebody down there. Like, everything okay? Yeah, we're okay. That's good.
Oh, he had service. That was good. Yeah. Cell service. So, yeah, it's definitely going to impact things. And then you think about what they're saying with regard to the amount of money it's going to take and what the governor is saying, how many years it's going to take to get this built back up. We're, you know, a very, very forward, very good, a country that doesn't have resource issues at all. Think about something like Puerto Rico that got slammed again. This is going to just devastate their tourist industry for sure. So,
well, when you talk about that sort of thing, the housing side of things, that market, shingles, siding, we've been backed up already, and now it's even going to be worse with everything on. It's crazy.
Absolutely. So, anyway, we think about that, and if you had plans to go there, they may be changed for sure in the upcoming months.
So check with your travel agent if you have one, hopefully. And if not, make sure you're going online and finding the things you need before you head out for your vacation.
Exactly.
So let's get off of that note and talk good stuff. So what else is going on that we need to know?
Well, so this week, Wednesday, we had our first in-person show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we didn't talk about it the previous week, and Dayton and I had a little reason for that. We were actually at capacity.
Yeah.
And we were at the Ingleside Hotel, lovely facility, but we reached capacity the week before the show. So we had to take down the registration link because we couldn't accommodate any more people. So normally I don't throw these kind of numbers out because it may not mean anything to you if I said this, but we had 255 people at that event. On Wednesday night. So
you and Colleen are a big draw.
I was going to say, I'd like to think it's Colleen and me that really drew them all in. But I think it was just some of the people actually came to see us. They admitted it. They said, we've already been to Alaska. It was an Alaska travel show. Yeah. We have already been to Alaska. We wanted to see you guys again. But many, many people are starting what has been very common when it comes to Alaska, planning 2 years in advance. They're telling us they want to go in 2024.
Okay.
And that's great because we are very, very full for 2023 already. Now, that doesn't mean you can't go on an individual basis.
Sure.
But on my group in August, Colleen added a second bus. I was really going to just take one motor coach this year.
Okay.
And she decided to go ahead and add that second coach so we could at least have another 50 seats to sell people. So many of them are very close to being sold out. So if you are considering Alaska with one of our groups in 2023, now would be a really good time to get that on the books because it will be sold out soon.
Say 2023 sounds like a ways away, but it's October 1st already.
Exactly.
We're getting towards the end of 2022
yeah,
here.
It's hard to believe that. And we just know, just coming out of this COVID situation, that people are really, really, really moving Alaska from what's probably on their travel wish list later in life. And they're moving it up to the top for a number of reasons, one of which is I want to go when I'm healthy. I want to go when I'm mobile. I want to go when I don't have respiratory problems. I want to go when I can take a whitewater rafting trip. And I want to go when I can hike on a glacier. I don't want to sit by and watch other people do it and hear about their experiences. I want to do it myself. So we know that's happening. We also know people are still, for some reason, a little bit leery about enclosed spaces in Alaska. Kind of gives you that outdoor feel so that they feel good about that. And it's the U.S. And our good friends to the North, Canada, effective today, no more testing to get in, no more quarantining. I just read from the Canadian government and actually said, if you're in quarantine, you can leave. Like the 14-day quarantine that they had in place. If you're quarantining at home and you have, you know, days left on your quarantine, you're fine. Go out.
Oh my goodness. What a weird world.
But it is. Like, don't finish that quarantine. It wasn't necessary anyway, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, that's what's going on. So we're very excited about that. And I think that's going to open up Alaska even more because for the most part, our group, not for the most part, all of our group end up in Vancouver.
Okay.
So there's another way to do it. You can do it the other direction. You can start in Vancouver or Seattle and go north, but we like to do the land portion and then we do the cruise portion, and that's the way that works. So we're pretty excited about that. And for those people who like to take fishing trips, we know we get calls on the show all the time about my buddies and I are taking a fishing trip to fill in the blank in Canada. Do we have to test? Do we have to be vaccinated and that kind of thing? Masks are recommended, but not quite required anymore.
Okay.
So they've kind of gotten rid of all of that. And so hip, hip, hooray for us.
FoxWorldTravel.com is a website where you can find all the information on the trips. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line to get involved today, 855-616-1620. Rose Gray here. I'm Dayton Kane. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane with Rose Gray. 9:18:55 on the way up to a high of 65. Going to be a gorgeous day to be outside here on a fall day in Wisconsin. So tomorrow, Packers-Patriots at Lambeau Field, 3:25 kickoff. But next week, in London.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was coming up so fast.
9 o'clock in the morning, I think.
We do have a text here at 855-616-1620. It says, going to the Packer game in London with Fox World, do I need any currency exchange for tips? If so, should I get pounds in London with the ATM?
Well, certainly you can do that, and that's a great exchange rate, and that's a great way to do it. When people ask me about tipping in a foreign country, I say this. Put the shoe on the other foot. What if you were providing a service for somebody and they were from another country and they tipped you in their currency?
Yeah.
You'd have to do something. You'd have to go to the bank and all that kind of thing. Now, in some countries, the U.S. dollar is very well widely accepted and people want it because, especially in Caribbean and Mexican areas, because that's really almost their second currency, if you will. But let's talk about London. They're not going to want your U.S. dollars. They're really not. So if before you go, you can get some currency, that's the best thing to do. Now, when I go to my bank, there's an $8 fee to do it, which isn't horrible. Right. And then I usually get a couple hundred U.S. dollars converted into the local currency that I'm going to be visiting for that country. And so I think that's probably what I would do. If you don't have time to do that, you can also go to Travelex. Now, they sell insurance, but they also are a currency conversion company. And they're online, and you can order it online, and just they'll ship it to you.
Travelex.com?
Travelex.com, yep. So that's another way to do it. But and then, of course, you can do – there's always money exchanges right there at the airport. But most of the time, if you're especially traveling with a group, there's probably a transfer included. So you're getting your bags and you're going to go right to the transfer. And you hate to say to the tour leader, excuse me, I have to stop and get some money. So, yeah, if you can do it in advance, that'd be great. But also there are ATMs very prevalent throughout all of London.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Let's go to Mary on the phone. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. We're flying to Madrid in a week or so, and we understand airlines require proof of COVID vaccination prior to departure. Do our CDC cards provide adequate proof?
Absolutely. Yep, that's just what you do. Okay. So on the last time that we were asked to show that was two trips ago that I took, and we were flying out of O'Hare, we were flying United Airlines, and they basically looked at our cards and pretty much typed something into their system. I guess they're manually entering that information, and we were good to go.
Okay, and I have one other quick question. Do you have tours that go to the beaches of Normandy?
We do, Mary. In fact, I just got back my last trip of the season. I just got back 2 weeks ago, and that trip is called France, Belgium, and the Battlefields. And we do that one every other year. Now, that one's pretty intense because we go to Normandy for 4 days on that one. Many other tours that we would look for in maybe with Globus Vacations or Insight Vacations or one of our preferred partners maybe would stay 2 days at the beaches of Normandy. So what you need to probably do is work with an advisor and find out how much time would you really like to spend there. Another good option, Mary, would be if you're just interested in maybe making a day trip out of it, you can always go to Paris and then rail up to Normandy and spend the day with a private guide. Now, John Mercure from the afternoon news here at WTMJ did that several years ago, and I got him to meet John Bromage, the gentleman who is our World War II expert that goes with me on the battlefields trip every year, and spent the entire day with he and his family just doing the Normandy beaches. And then he got on a train and went back to Paris. Another option would be there are river cruises that do the beaches of Normandy. So that would be a round trip Seine River cruise where you would start in Paris, you go up the Seine River, and you see Monet's Giverny, and you see Rouen, and you see Honfleur. And even though it's a round trip, you're doing different ports of call as you're coming back the opposite way. And they spend an entire day at the beaches of Normandy as well.
Well, my husband would spend a lifetime there, so I think I have to pick the one that stays there the longest. Thank you so
much. You're welcome, Mary. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Mary. Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Get your calls in. It's WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton here with Rose Gray, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. And we have Neil on the line. Good morning, Neil. Neil,
hello.
Hey, Neil. How are you?
Good morning, Rose and Dayton. Anyway, Rose, I wanted to tell you that the Poland trip turned out to be a fantastic trip.
Oh, how fabulous.
To sort of sum it up, before we left, a 20-something friend of ours asked us, well, where are you guys traveling next? And we said, Poland. And his response was, Poland? Why would you want to go there? And I think that's what most Americans think about Poland, you know, a drab former Soviet puppet that there's nothing worth going there for. But it's totally the opposite. It's the cleanest country we have ever seen in the world. There's no litter anywhere. The people are fabulous. The food was great. And Fox World Insight, the five-star hotels they put us up in were all wonderful. And the country itself starting Krakow, a great old city that didn't really sustain any damage in World War II, was a great city. Zakopane, that's their equivalent of Vail. Well, it doesn't have the vertical of the Rockies. You know, when you look at the houses, you think you're in Switzerland. And Gdansk, and as we travel around. But, of course, the highlight was being able to visit Auschwitz, which is a sobering and a great experience. So, overall, it was a wonderful trip.
Wonderful. Well, that is so kind of you to take time on your Saturday morning to let us know that. I know that Colleen had a fabulous time as well. And exactly what you're saying, Neil, when we told people we were doing Poland, and they said, and what else? We said, no, it's just Poland.
Well, the 13 people that canceled because of Ukraine really missed out on a great trip.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sticking with us, Neil. We really appreciate it. And thank you for taking time to give us some kind words. Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend, Neil. It makes me want to move there.
Well, it sounds beautiful. Exactly what he said. Now, I have been to some countries, Serbia being among them, where you do get some of that, for lack of a better term, gray, drab feeling. But that just adds to the ambiance, I think, or to the experience. Because
right.
Then when you see the beautiful sides of it, it kind of reminds you that, man, they went through a lot, but look, they survived, kind of a thing. So,
all right. We have one more question here on the text line before we jump to the news. Listen to the show rather frequently, yet have never heard you mention that there are international no-fee ATM cards. Is there any?
Sure, there are. So what the texter is asking about is when you make a purchase with many credit cards in any other country besides the United States or the country where the card was issued, you may incur international fees. But that was the norm 5 or 6 years ago. Now there are so many cards out there that have no international fees that as you're doing your research on which card you should be carrying, cards plural, because you should have two, find out if they have international fees.
So that's it. Not that the ATM doesn't have the fee, but your card kind of absorbs the fee.
Exactly. So, and then also when you're using your debit card, you know, there's always going to be some kind of a fee attached to that service, because unless you're at Quick Trip where it's free, I don't think they have Quick Trips in any other countries.
Oh, not yet.
But
They will.
So, yeah. So then you're going to have that debit card that's attached to the same bank account that credit card is attached to should have no fee if that's the feature they're providing.
Perfect. 855-616-1620, the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. It is a Fox World Travel Show. Get your calls in, get ready to go. But right now we take a break and go to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Mike Spaulding.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, 9:35, Dayton Kane here with Rose Gray. You had the big event on Wednesday, and there is a way to catch up on it if you couldn't get in.
Exactly.
mean, 255 people is fire code, right? You couldn't go any bigger.
Nope, we couldn't.
So you shut it off, but what if I missed it?
We had originally thought we were going to do something really clever like a Facebook Live and realize that because this was such a big venue, we actually had two screens going so everyone could see.
Okay.
And then we tried to look at what a panoramic Facebook Live would look like. It did not look good. It wouldn't have worked. So what we did, Colleen and I, the following day, recorded the PowerPoint presentation that we presented that night.
Okay.
And you can see that. So if you go to the resources tab and you go to vacation travel shows and events, there are no new events right now. There will be, because it was so successful. I know we'll be doing some more. We'll continue to do some virtual because fiscally that makes sense, right? So we're not going to keep running around to little hotels and doing, you know, maybe 90 or less people when we can do big events like that. So I think we'll keep doing some virtual, but we realize that those in-persons are important and people want them and we want to do them. So, and then you will see Alaska Virtual Travel Show, and that is the PowerPoint presentation that Colleen and I presented on Wednesday evening. So you can watch that. It's all things Alaska. We talk mainly about Alaska as the destination, and then we talk about our group departures. But clearly, you'll see that we really talk a lot about Holland America because they were the first cruise line in Alaska. So they do it right. Their ships are built for Alaska, but others do it well as certainly. So Princess, their sister company, is the second biggest presence in Alaska. And then all your major cruise lines, including Disney, are in Alaska. So,
right.
you know, you may be loyal to Royal Caribbean or Celebrity or one of those. And we can absolutely help you with that, too, and guide you through the process. And I think one of the things that people see the value of working with a travel advisor like Fox, where we all are travel certified Alaska experts, we can help you with the excursions. If you would see the list of excursions for an Alaska trip, you'd be blown away. What do you do? Which of these 600 excursions should I choose? What's right for me? So we work through that process with you. And I think that's one of the values that we as certified travel Alaska experts bring to the table and bring to our customers when we're talking Alaska.
Probably the easiest way to get started with you guys is go to foxworldtravel.com, and then you can do the contact us button. And somebody will reach out then on Monday when the office is open again, correct?
Right, exactly. So you just basically are filling out a form.
Yeah.
This is my name, this is my phone number, this is my email address. And again, certainly phone works just fine, but we're finding that I was just talking to one of our veteran advisors at the show on Wednesday night, and she said, I completed a $98,000 trip for four people. It's a massive undertaking,
yeah.
of all the things that they wanted to do. She said, I've never spoken to the people.
It's all email?
Everything is all done email.
Wow.
So I never had to have a conversation with them. She said, actually, when it was all said and done, and I'm about to send them their final documents in the next upcoming months when this trip is actually going to occur, I am going to call them because I do want to talk to them.
Right.
But that's kind of how we roll, right?
So yeah, that's the world today, right?
It is. And you'll also see on that Contact Us page, you can reach out to our business travel division. It's not just for vacation. So if you are in the sound of my voice, and that's all over the United States at this point because
yes.
you can listen live, right? And you are maybe unhappy with the way that your business travel is being handled, or you don't have somebody handling your business travel. We hear all the time from people who are handling the business travel for a rather large company, but that's not their primary job.
Right.
They're either supplier solutions or they're in HR, and then they say, by the way, would you manage our business travel? And they grow and they grow and they grow. And this poor person is doing double duty, triple duty, whatever it might
right.
be. And now they're handling that as well. And so with all these cancellations and everything that we saw during the pandemic, we had that under control for our customers. We had a running list of who had what out there. And we also reached out to our airline partners because we are as big as we are, 28th largest travel agency in the United States. And we could wave a magic wand in some cases, get a name change on a ticket that normally wouldn't be allowed, use the ticket for somebody else, get a credit that maybe was going to expire, extended, those kinds of things. So that's an opportunity. And then we also have an opportunity for you to reach out to our meetings and incentives department. That's a whole different division at Fox World Travel, and our destination wedding team. So all of those are on that Contact Us link, and that's how you get the process started.
If it involves moving around, you guys can probably help out.
I would like to say yes. Greyhound, we don't do.
Okay.
That's one thing, one travel mode that we really don't get into. But other than that, Amtrak, rail tickets, rail vacations through Europe are hugely, wildly exciting and clean and fun and timely. And we see people asking about that all the time. And we lots of times say, well, you can certainly buy your tickets while you're over there. A, they're cheaper when you buy them in the United States. And B, if you book them, you can book seat assignments. You can get a reserved
right.
seat on a train by doing it in advance. So some people like to fly by the seat of their pants. Some people like to have a reservation. You decide.
There you go. When are the offices is open, and what's the number?
So it's 866-GO-FOX-GO, and it's Monday through Friday, 9 to 5.
Easy enough.
That easy.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line here is 855-616-1620. We'll talk spring training when we come back. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton here with Rose, 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Talking travel, we're going to go to Mary in Greenfield. Good morning, Mary. What's your question?
Good morning. Rose, you just mentioned rail travel. And my bucket list includes a ride on the Orient Express. Do you have tours that include that, or do you have a side trip? And how costly would a train ride like that be?
Yeah, so we don't have a tour that Fox is conducting right now, but we work with a number of our preferred partners that do have tours that include the Orient Express, or you can just buy that as a single entity. Do you have a portion of the Orient Express that you want to go on, a segment of the route that you want to go on?
I would think something that would include Italy.
Okay. So there's, for example, if you were to do Geneva to Innsbruck to Verona to Venice, something like that.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So if you are in what they consider to be one of their twin rooms, not one of those opulent grand suites, but like a twin room, that runs about, now this is all going to be in pounds, so we'll have to do the conversion, but that runs about 3,800 pounds for a person.
Okay. Okay.
So then the grand suites are crazy expensive. Grand suites are somewhere in the neighborhood of like $10,000 a person. But everybody that I've ever talked to that has even done some smaller segments. So, for example, you could do London, Paris, Venice. That like 4,500 pounds. Rome, Florence, Paris. That's pretty doable. 1,800 pounds.
Okay.
So, yeah, there's lots of little segments.
Would that be considered a side trip then, probably? If I
yes.
Took a tour?
Yep. So what I would probably think what one of our travel advisors would do is say, okay, let's take a look at this Rome, Florence, Paris. How about we start you in Rome?
Okay.
And then I would certainly, they would customize and curate a beautiful itinerary for you, say 3 nights in Rome. I always feel like 3 is good. And then you would get on the train and then when you wherever you end up, let's say on the one that you picked, Rome, Florence, Paris, when you get to the other side, when you get off in Paris, then they would have activities and accommodations and things for you in Paris. And they would basically customize that built around the Orient Express itinerary that you've chosen.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very, very
much.
Well,
you're very welcome. What an interesting topic. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Mary. That sounds like a fun trip. So for every dollar, it's for every pound, it's $1.11. So for that $1,800 trip you were mentioning, be about $2,007.
Okay, so that's
not terribly far off.
Our exchange rate is really good right now.
Right now. And again, that's today, right now.
Right.
Who knows what it'll be.
Yeah, so for those people who are not familiar, the Orient Express is exactly what you saw on TV and movies and everything. It's just a very glamorous way to do rail travel. It's superb cuisine. It's outstanding accommodations. It's just fancy. Yeah. Very fancy.
Sounds nice. Sounds fun. Yeah. AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. We have one final segment coming up. It is the fastest show on the radio, even in the new studio, Rose.
That's right.
Goes by so fast. It's the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Final segment here with Rose Gray. My name is Dayton Kane. It's going to be a beautiful day, 65 and sunny, currently 55 in Milwaukee. 855-616-1620, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. We have a text here that says, is it too early to book airfare for spring training?
No.
No.
I would do it now. Typically, we do spring training. We're probably skipping it this year because we are having a scheduling conflict. But those people that travel with us for spring training, typically, they all have bought their tickets already.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to be very, very, very popular again. Again, it's an outdoor activity, and people are still looking for that nice outdoor kind of a feeling. So, yeah.
Well, and just travel in general is up compared to the last couple of years. Everybody's wanting to get out and do stuff.
And
so.
And remember, we had kind of a sketchy MLB season the first year of COVID, and then things, you know, kind of ramped back up and got better. But this is going to be the first out of COVID spring training, and I think people are going to flock.
So foxworldtravel.com has lots of great resources there. All the trips that you guys do on the group side are listed there. We have the different links that we can do for destination weddings and for business travel. What other resources are on the website?
The one that I wanted to point out was the blog. And we were talking off the air. How many times you go to somebody's website and then you look at their blog and it's 4 years old? You're like, either get this off or don't, you know.
Right.
Ours are pretty timely at Fox World Travel. So if you go to the blog page, you do have some pretty timely vacation travel highlights, tips for first-time Alaska travelers. So after you watch our presentation,
right,
then you can go there and now you'll be completely ready to book your Alaska trip. There's a one from just the end of August. So again, very timely. The river cruising experience. Why we love it so much. Why people who have never done it before and do it for the first time come back and just rave about it. And then there are also, if you scroll down, good business travel news blogs that give people kind of insight into what's happening in the world of corporate travel. And then there's also one for meetings and incentives too. So good blog reading.
Right.
I mean, it's going to be way too nice to stay in and read blogs today, but
that, put up the hammock and read them
right.
outside.
That's right. There you go. But it's going to change, right? It's going to change very soon. So also, if you go to Why Fox, all of our careers are listed there, career opportunities. And
yeah,
let me tell you what, we are just like the rest of the world. We are looking for good people to join our Fox family. And there are lots and lots of opportunities at Fox. And you're, well, I don't know anything about travel. We need IT people. We need accounting people. We need people that are shared services. We need people. So
you're a business has all those needs.
We absolutely are. And what's great about it is many, many of our positions, we can train you for them. If you're not travel trained, and we have a travel type position, and many of them are either hybrid or completely remote.
Okay.
So you don't have to be in the area of our headquarters in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. You can pretty much, for many of these, be doing these remotely.
Perfect. I have a question here on the text line. It says, I completed Verifly in April for a European vacation. Nothing has changed in my vaccine status since then. Will I be required to repeat the Verifly process for this month's trip as well? Both trips are via Viking.
Yeah. So the Verifly app, first of all, I don't want anybody to get too panicky about that, because my Verifly app sometimes works and sometimes does not. And if you show up at the airport and you haven't done your Verifly, they're not going to not let you on.
Okay.
They're going
That's
to either
to
right. They're either going to help you with it, or they're going to give you a paper version of it, or they may completely just say that's fine, kind of a thing. What you're trying to do is show them you're ready to travel by uploading your COVID card and a few other things like that. To answer the text question, yes, you have to do the Verifly for each trip because it's just specific to that trip. So
okay,
even though nothing has changed, you do really have to do it again.
All right. We have a couple minutes left. You have no upcoming trips on your end, but you guys are still traveling, right?
Yes.
Are there still group trips?
There's a couple left. And what we're seeing again is all of a sudden, I think people, it's starting to realize, ooh, 2023 is right around the corner.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing all these trips. I didn't do anything about them. So the Antarctica trip, that's coming up in January for me. We do have a Christmas market trip that's still happening.
Oh.
Colleen leaves for Egypt on October 4th. And that's kind of the last hurrah of the groups until we get that Christmas market. And then we start back up again in January. So a little bit of a rest, but lots of fabulous things for 23. Ireland, Scandinavia, European treasures, a Northern Ireland with Scotland, Elegance of Italy. That one sells out every single time we offer it.
I bet.
Next September. So a lot of this stuff is a year away, but why not start planning now? So you put down your deposit and you so much time to dream about what it is you're going to do.
And that's part of the fun of traveling, right?
Oh,
is the anticipation and the knowing that it's coming, especially in winter when you got that warm destination plan too. It's like, oh, we get to get out of here.
Absolutely correct. So, and I also wanted to point out that there are two Hawaiis left for 23. The Grand Hawaii did sell out, but there's the Best of Hawaii, which is March 6th through March 16th. And the only difference between Best of Hawaii and Grand of Hawaii is Kauai. So instead of four islands like you do on the Grand, you do three islands, which is perfectly fine. And then we are also offering a fall Hawaii for the first time in a long time. We usually do it in the winter, but a fall Hawaii, November 6th through the 16th in 23.
What was that decision about?
I think what happened is Hawaii has a very temperate climate. So we don't think of it like some of the vacationers from the West Coast think of it, like just a paradise to go to at any time of the year. And the price is very nice you go in fall. And November 6th, I promise you it's going to be cold here. I promise you.
It was cold here. I golfed on Wednesday. I was freezing at the first few holes.
Yeah, so there you go. And then, as I said, right below that, our last thing as you scroll down on our groups page will tell you that a couple of these Alaskas are already sold out. And so that just spurs you to make some decisions and get on it and put that money down and start dreaming about your next summer Alaska trip.
Congratulations. You made it through the first show in the
new
studio.
I got in. I didn't press any wrong buttons. Everything is good. Thank you, Isaac, for helping guide us through all this. And we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk. And we'll check into the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Mike Spaulding.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.